ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ધેન રીડિંગ ફ્રોમ શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ કંઠ 3 ચેપ્ટર 22 એન્ટાઇટલ્ડ મેરેજ ઓફ કર્દમા મુનિ એન્ડ દેવહૂતિ ટેક્સ્ટ નંબર 37 શરીરહ માનસાહ દિવ્યાહ વાયાસે યે ચ માનુષાઃ ભૌતિકાઃ ચ કથાં ક્લેશાઃ બાધ્યન્તે હરિ સંશ્રયં શરીરમનસા દિવ્યા વૈયાસે ઇચ્છ માનુષાઃ ભૌતિકશ્ચ કથં ક્લેશા બાધ્યન્તે હરિ સંશ્રયાં શરીરમનસા દિવ્યા વૈયાસે ઇચ્છ માનુષાઃ ભૌતિકશ્ચ કથં ક્લેશા બાધ્યન્તે હરિ સંશ્રયાં શરીરાઃ પર્ટેનિંગ ટુ ધ બોડી માનસાઃ પર્ટેનિંગ ટુ ધ માઇન્ડ દિવ્યાઃ પર્ટેનિંગ ટુ સુપરનેચરલ પાવર્સ demigods vayase o vidura ye those cha and manushaha pertaining to other men bhautikaha pertaining to other living beings cha and katha how kleshaha miseries badhante can trouble hari samshrayam one who has taken shelter of Lord Krishna. Translation: therefore, O Vidura, how can persons completely under the shelter of Lord Krishna in devotional service be put into miseries pertaining to the body, the mind, nature, and other men and living creatures? Would you like to repeat? Translation:
therefore
O Vidura,
how
can persons completely under the shelter of the Lord Krishna in devotional service be put into miseries pertaining to the body, the mind, nature, and other men and living creatures? What is this nature in the Sanskrit? Sharira manasa devya. Purport: every living entity within this material world is always afflicted by some kind of miseries pertaining either to the body, the mind, or natural disturbances. Distress due to cold in winter and severe heat in summer always inflicts miseries on the living entities in this material world. But one who has completely taken shelter of lotus feet of the Lord in Krishna consciousness is in the transcendental stage. He is not disturbed by any miseries, either due to the body, the mind, or natural disturbances of summer and winter. He is transcendental to all these miseries. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then here in this verse, Maitreya Muni is speaking to Vidura. Vidura, his name here is Vaiya, Vaiyase, O Vidura. Then we know how Maitreya, how Vidura, he met Maitreya. When Krishna was departing from this world, he was in Prabhas, is in Gujarat, huh? Prabhas, huh? Prabhas Kshetra, yeah. He was there. Then Uddhava, he came there. And by some arrangement, not by chance, Maitreya also came there. He came to this place, into Prabhas Kshetra. Then Maitreya, he was an impersonalist. He was not pure devotee like Uddhava. Then at that time, Uddhava, for the benefit of Maitreya, he asked some question about Atma Tattva. This Atma Tattva means the knowledge of the living entity, the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and how the living entity is caught by the gunas, the three modes of material nature. This was, and when Maitreya, he was there, he also will become pure devotee. Because by associating, he saw that Uddhava, he was very much eager to associate with the Lord. Then he became also pure devotee. Then at that time, Krishna, he was thinking about Vidura, today Vidura, oh Vidura. He was thinking about him. He asked about him. We know that Vidura, he was in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Not Yudhishthir, Duryodhana. He was there. Then Yudhvara, Dhritarashtra's palace, Dhritarashtra. Then Duryodhana, he insulted Vidura. He told him, "You are Putradasi, you are just son of servant, what are you doing here?" And then he left. He went to the pilgrimage. Then he didn't attend the Kurukshetra battle. He was not there. Then while coming like this, then after Vidura will meet Uddhava, then Uddhava will tell him that the Lord was thinking about you before leaving this material world, is going to Vaikuntha. It was Narayan, not Krishna. Narayan, four hands. Krishna will leave from Vrindavan. But Narayan, he left from Prabha Kshetra in Gujarat. Then he also wants to know about Atma Tattva. Because unless we know this Atma Tattva, we cannot approach Krishna. Because this Mayavada philosophy is there, you know. And in this Atma Tattva, the Chatur Sloki also come there. The four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam will come. He's big, he's in the second canto of Bhagavatam. Now we're in the third canto. Then Vidura, he asked Uddhava to become his guru. But Uddhava, he refused. He said, "Go to Maitreya." Then he went to Maitreya. And here he is saying, "Oh, Maitreya, O Vidura, the verse here. Therefore, O Vidur, he is speaking to him. Because in this canto, Vidura, he asked many questions. And one question was about the suffering of the living entities. And why do living entities suffer? Then here, he is telling him, one who has taken shelter in the Lord, he does not suffer. Hari Samsarayam. Hari Samsarayam. Some and Ashrayam. Ashraya means shelter, and some means full shelter in the Lord. Hari Samsarayam. Then he does not badhanti. This badhanti. No trouble can come to him. This klesha. Katham. He said, katham klesha badhanti hari samsrayam. Katham means how. How one who has taken shelter in the Lord, how can he get this klesha? Klesha. Klesha means what? Suffering. There are three kleshas, huh? Adi bhautik, adi daivik, huh? And adi atmik. Then this three, and also there is here Shri Ramanasa. The suffering can come from our body. It can come from our mind. It come from other living entities. It also come from other demigods. But Svayambhu Manu, he didn't suffer. This was explained yesterday. Huh? This, he transcended the three destinations. These three destinations means hell, heaven, and earth. Udhavam gacchanti sattvastho. There is one. Udhavam gacchanti sattva. Those who are in sattva, they go up. Then in tamas they go down, and in passion they stay here in this material. Then he transcended this. Then the suffering of the living entities is due to what is the cause of suffering? Separation from Krishna. This is good suffering, huh? If you feel separation from Krishna. It's nice. Krishna, Krishna, what is this now? There is one place in Vrindavan is called Chintaharan. Who knows this Chintaharan? Chinta, what means Chinta? Chinta means anxieties. And Haran means one who take out your anxieties. It is said in Vrindavan, anyone who visits this place, he will not get any anxieties. Then Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, she used to come to this place. Why? This place, Shiva is there, Lord Shiva. Why she used to come to Chintaharan? Why? Because she was having a lot of anxieties. Krishna, every day one demon was coming and taking the small child Krishna, then she was very much disturbed, you know. Then she used to go there, Chintaharan, to just be there. There is Yamuna is there, Prabhupada he took. No, not there, he took, but there is Yamuna. Then you just be there, your anxieties are finished. Then we would like to have separation from Krishna. This is not anxieties. These are transcendental anxieties. It's not we are impersonalist. We say, oh, if I go to Vaikuntha or Golok Dham, I will not have any anxieties. I will just, oh, I will be happy. No, a lot of anxieties are there in Golok Vrindavan, more than here. But these are spiritual anxieties. Then people are suffering because of the three modes of material nature. Because of the three modes. Karanam guna sangasya. Sad asad yuni janmasu. This verse from the Bhagavad Gita is explained that this verse here. Karanam guna sangasya. Because of the gunas, sangha. What means sangha? Sangasya. Because of association with the gunas. Karanam. Karanam means the cause of suffering is association with the guna. Then you get sat, asad, yuni, jalmas. What means sat? Then asat. You get eternal and tanpa. Yuni. Yuni means different species, janmas. So we take about birth, as animal, as demigod, as human being, because of association with the gunas, the three gunas. These gunas, they are called, we can say maya. Maya. Maya means gunas, three gunas. Or material nature, material energy. It is called also prakriti. Then prakriti, because we are spiritual. Aham brahmasmi. Jivara swarupa hoy Krishna niranityadas. Because we are spiritual, then once we come with matter or with prakriti, with maya, then we are suffering. Suffering comes like this. There is one verse in Bhagavad Gita. It is explained that the lotus, it stay in the water, but it never touched the water, the lotus flower. And if we can also do this, if we cannot associate with the trigunas, then we can also, there is no suffering for us. We cannot suffer. And that was in this chapter, Svayambhuva Manu, what he did. He was mourning, he would wake up. He takes shelter of the deity worship. Because there are two kind of processes. One is Varnashrama and one is above Varnashrama. Above Varnashrama means someone is liberated soul, is Paramahamsa. Then if one is not Paramahamsa, he is on the lower level, he should take shelter of Archavigraha. Then he was doing this morning, evening, Arati Kibajayo. Very easy, huh? Just come, you just sit, you may sleep here, or you may but just be here and Kiva Jayo Jaya Gora Chandir. You do this and morning, samsara, and you can enjoy also life. You can be grihastha and be strong grihastha. Strong grihastha means what? He's wake up early. He studied. He's very active, you know. Then, and he did this for 71 yogas. 71. Long time he did. Then the result is he was out of the gunas. It is stated here. O Vidura. He said, how can person who is completely under the shelter of the Lord, then by being under the shelter of the Lord, what means shelter of the Lord? What means to surrender? See, we have sometimes very misconception about surrender. We think surrender is just you raise your hand and or surrender means that our mind think about Krishna. See? Surrender. You are always thinking about Krishna. The mind, because the mind is making different planning. Lot of plans the mind is making. Then, surrender means the mind has to be beyond these trigunas and think about Krishna. This is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Because we are not in that level that the mind can spontaneously or naturally think about Krishna. Then surrender means this. Surrender. Or Sarvadharma Parityajya. What means Sarvadharma Parityajya? Give up. What means this Sarvadharma? All those occupations which have no connection with Krishna. Then you give up this planning. The intelligence, our intelligence is planning in different ways. We think, oh, if I become PhD, I will become happy. Okay, it's nice to become PhD. Well, not say don't become PhD. But we have to follow on the footsteps of Svayam Bhumanu. Okay, similarly, we have to be Krishna conscious. And that means surrender. Surrender. Your mind, you surrender it to Krishna. Wherever you are outside, you are in the train, you are in the office. If you are in the office, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. Okay? Even sometimes your mind cannot chant, oh, Hare Krishna. But you can see Krishna's energies working. See? That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness does not mean only you chant Hare Krishna. Huh? If you are Krishna conscious, that means we can see how Krishna's energy is working. Because now we cannot see Krishna. Ataha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavit Grahayam Indriyai. The Indriya, our Indriya, they cannot see. Then Ataha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavit Sivan Mukhi Hijihvado. Then Svayam Sphurati Adaha. Then by the senses, by our senses, if we see, okay, here it's it by the tongue and by the we cannot see Krishna, but we have to train our mind to see Krishna's energy. And that's called Maya. Maya means what? Means Krishna's material energy. Then there are a lot of theories about Maya or matter. There are different theories are there. Therefore, we should first understand what is material energy it is. What is? Unless we understand the material energy means trigunas. Unless we understand the trigunas, you cannot understand Krishna. Impossible. Why? Because the guna we are dealing now with gunas. Krishna, we cannot see Krishna. But the gunas, we can see. And if we understand the gunas, then we can accept the supremacy of Krishna. Then there are many theories in Western philosophy about these gunas. They explain how Prakriti can be near Krishna. See? Difficult, huh? How Prakriti can become. It's great perplexity. How this Prakriti, the gunas, can become near Krishna. Because the Prakriti or material energy is seen as evil. An evil. Because we are in bondage because of material energy. See? Like Christians, Muslim, Judaism, Mayavadi philosophers. Even we will see this Vaisheshika, this Gautama logic, Sankhya. They have all different theory about the gunas or material energy that are not very, they're wrong. Then also we have also this conception. The Mayavadi also, they have different theories. Then first, we should make big, if we speak of Maya, 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 every day. Maya means what? Trigunas. We think Maya is woman. What's wrong? A woman, if you don't touch her, she's not Maya. But if you touch, become Maya, if he's not your wife. Huh? But we think woman is Maya. Mayavadis, they think like this. Lakshmi is Maya, they said also. Nothing is Maya, you know. It depends of your use, how you use it. Then, Prabhupada here, he said, one must first know Maya. How Maya works, or material energy works, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, I just want to say something. Beyond the gunas, what is beyond the gunas? Question. Brahman realization.
You.
What is beyond the gunas? Huh? Beyond the gunas. Yeah, but something is there before. It's time. See? Prakriti is controlled by time. How? Can you explain? How Prakriti is controlled by time? Or how Maya is controlled by time? Because time, Prakriti, he finished. If you have this house, time will destroy everything. Time destroys this Prakriti. Like when we sleep, what happened? The gunas are there or not there? Three gunas. When you sleep, they are not there. See, you are not active at that time. Sleep when we go into Mahavishnu, enter Mahavishnu, is the same. The gunas are not there, the time is also not there. When you sleep, we are not conscious about the time. You may sleep 10 hours, or you may sleep 1 hour, or it seems like 5 minutes, 2 minutes. There is no, we are not aware. Then time controls Prakriti. See? And he say Brahman realization is not, time is impersonal. But it's not Brahman. Time is not Brahman. Time controls these three gunas. Material energy is controlled by time. Then who is time? Who? Where is the sloka in Bhagavad Gita? Very easy sloka. Kalosmi. Aha. Krishna says, I am the time. Time means kal, asmi, aha. Then Prakriti is controlled by time. Then Śrīla Prabhupāda here, he says, unless we understand this material energy, then how it works under the, this is in the second canto, sorry, I didn't give the 246, purport 246, Prabhupāda explained, and we cannot enter into this internal potency. We have to understand nicely Prakriti. That means we have to study the second and third canto very, very nicely. We have to take notes. Very complicated, you know. Or you have to hear it from someone who understand it. Then unless we do this, you cannot enter into Radha Krishna, the internal potency. Then Prabhupada asked, Maharaj Parikshit, he didn't ask Sukadev Goswami to narrate Lord Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. He first, this is in the second canto, he first asked him about the material energy. And Vidura also, he asked Maitreya about this material energy, Maya, the three gunas. And also Brahma, Narada Muni, is in the second. Narada Muni, he will ask the same question to Lord Brahma. What's the material energy? Who else? There is Parikshit to Sukadev. He asked the same question. There is Narada Muni to Brahma. And Brahma also. He will ask Narayan the same question, you see. About this material energy. Then he wants to hear first about the creation. Well, how? We said before that there are many theories about how, because it's very difficult to conceive that Krishna come near the gunas. Because according to us, we think if someone comes near the gunas, he will get what happened? Contaminated. You will get condemned. They think also the same. Then Kanada, the author of Vaisheshika philosophy, Gautama, Nyan, they think that atoms create. See? These atoms. And this philosophy is called atomist, is there everywhere. They think that Krishna or God, he's in samadhi. He does not do nothing. It's very, very nice philosophy. They think he's inactive. You see? Inactive means what? He's dead, like stone, you know. He's inactive. Then this is Kanada. Patanjali also. See, we are doing yoga. We think, oh, yoga is God. Patanjali's philosophy is the same also. As Gautama, Nyan, logic. Nyan means logic. And as Kanada, Vaisheshika, Atta, they have the same philosophy also. They think that, you see, it's very, very subtle, huh? You are reading something, oh, Patanjali, yoga, asana, you are doing this. And it is not the right philosophy. Then also, this Jaimini, karma Mimamsa, he think also, God does not play any role in the, he does not come. They think that the world is eternal and it comes and goes. Like this. They are thinking like this. They think. The Sankhya, they say also this, the Sankhya philosophy, they say there is no need of God. Only Prakriti and Purusha, they come into contact with each other and the creation has. And also if you take also in Christian philosophy, they think also the same. They said there is Augustinus, you know, one big philosopher, Christian philosopher, he explained this called creation ex nihilo. Creation ex nihilo. Creation out of nothing. You see? How very, very crooked philosophy. You create of nothing. It's like this house. You create this house out of nothing. See? There is no need of this Bhumirappo, Nalovayo, Kham, this Panchatattva, this water, earth. They say there is no need. God, he just say, oh, blah, 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 and it come up like this. Because God is powerful. They trick you, you know. He can't do this. And you don't know, you say, yeah, it look nice, huh? Then, This is in Christianity, in Islam. I will write books on this, not now. Bringing all this ex nihilo, creation out of nothing, and this. Very, very much, they explain, because even the Greek philosopher, you think, they very big headache, you know. Because God does not change. You know, does not change. Like if you take one apple here, you put it for 5, 6 for one year. What happened to the apple? Huh? It changed, huh? It become green, not green. Huh? It become black or this become very smelly and it become. That's because they have experience like this, but the trigunas or material energy, they have this experience. Then they also think, then if God comes, he's unchangeable. Then if he touch matter, he become changeable. Then they said, no. God in the beginning existed, and the world arise out of nothing. By the will of God. You see, he used this very nice. By the will. He say, let it be. Like this. Ding! And it come. Bing! Because God is God. He has big beard. He's sitting on a nice chair. And he said, hey! And like this. Then, God is, they call it, oh God, Krishna or God. They don't say Krishna, they say God. God is the operative cause of the world. But there is no material cause. You understand this? There is no material cause. Matter is doing nothing. Matter is very sinful. Matter is evil. Then, God is matter, only God, he said this. Then it's very difficult. The concept of matter is Prabhupada, very puzzling, he said. That therefore, all these great devotees, Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaji could have jumped directly to the 10th canto. Oh, I will die in 7 days. I don't have time. Let me go directly to the internal potency. But no, it is not. It is not. Then, when... Oh, I forgot also, Vedavyas. Vyasadev. Vyasadev also, he asked this question to Narada Muni. You know, Vyasadev, in the first canto, fifth chapter, he wrote many different scriptures he wrote, about Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and this. Lot of speculation. We can't say speculation because it's not perfect. He did this for the benefit to rise up those who are in the lower level of spiritualization. Out of compassion, he did this. But Narada Muni, he criticized him. He said, no, you cannot do this. Because it's written like now. We can discuss with someone, a Christian or Muslim, about reincarnation. There is no verses clear there about reincarnation or about meat eating. In meat eating, in the Bible and in the Quran, there are many verses stressing meat eating, but there are few verses, very few, rejecting the meat. Few verses are there. They reject. Then you see, these scriptures, they don't have full tattva is not there, full truth. Then, Narada Muni, he said, you, Vedavyas, you have done this. Then, what he will ask, Narada Muni, he will say to Vyasadev, if you want to understand the concept of matter, you should. What he said? Yeah. You should think about Krishna. You remember we said here that this Harishamshrayam. Harishamshrayam means if we take shelter of Krishna, then these gunas will not disturb us because we understand what are the gunas. Similarly, here Narada Muni, he said this. He said, Mayam Vividishan Vishnur Mayeshayam Hamuni. He said, this Vividishan, if you want to know, if you desire to know Maya, these three gunas, then you have to meditate on Vishnu, the master of the three gunas. You see? Have to meditate. Then unless, because now these scholars, they are not meditating on Krishna, they are not remembering Krishna, then it is impossible to understand this material energy. Very, very difficult for anyone. It is very difficult to understand the material energy. And here Svayambhu Manu is doing the same. He come in morning, evening, he's doing his duties. Because, I'll give you one example. If now, this room, you don't clean it for 1 year, what happened? Very dirty, lot of dust, and this, how you call it? Huh? Webs, yeah, lot of webs are there, and it becomes very, very dead. Similarly, our consciousness is the same. If not for 1 year, there is no Bhagavata Sevaya, you don't attend Bhagavatam class for 1 year, you are just Hare Krishna or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, you are chanting, and you don't chant the Hare Krishna mantra at that time. You create another mantra in your mind. You are not hearing, you are not studying, you are not, your consciousness become what? Covered, 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 covered. Then it is impossible to understand the material energy. Very difficult. Then this is as explained by Narada Muni. He said, you should meditate on Vishnu, because he is the master. Then if you meditate on Vishnu, he is the master, what happened? He will give you the intelligence from, he is inside Vishnu. This Purusha avatar, not Guna avatar. You see, Krishna, he enter in contact with Maya through the Purusha avatar. Krishna does not, Krishna, he stays in where? Krishna is in Vrindavan. I will stop in 5 minutes, then we can take some questions. Krishna is in Vrindavan. He does not go out from Vrindavan, Krishna. He never goes out, Krishna. Krishna and Balaram, they never go out. Krishna did not took his birth in Mathura. It was Vasudev who took his birth in Mathura, and Balaram also did not take his birth in Mathura. It was Shankarshan. Then these two, Vasudev and Shankarshan, especially Shankarshan or Balaram, in Mathura, not in Vrindavan, they have four hands, this like they are taking care of this creation and this. But even Shankarshan does not. Is the Purusha avatar who enters. Then by meditating, by practicing devotional service, then we can understand this material energy from inside, this Purusha, this Paramatma we call it. This Paramatma is everywhere. It's in our, inside us. It's in the cosmos. This Karanadakshay Vishnu, Kshirodakshay Vishnu, and they are taking care of the creation. They come in contact with creation, but they still, because I said above Prakriti, we said what is above Prakriti? Time. What is above time now? What is above time? See, Prakriti is controlled by time. Who controls the time? You may say Krishna, but no, it's not Krishna. Krishna, we said, is in... okay, it's Krishna. But Paramatma controls the time. The Paramatma. See? Paramatma is not affected by time. Then, you cannot say that Paramatma... Then who is affected by time? Who? We are affected by time, the living entities. They are affected by time. We become old man. Yesterday this Prabhuji, Prabhudha, he said very nice, give nice example, he said, old age, you will not feel old age, he said. When old age is coming to you, you don't feel it. And he gave nice example, he said, dust. He said, you have some dust, like you can have one table and you don't clean it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, four. You don't see dust is there. After some time, there is, when you want to clean, if you have some photo of Krishna, see, you are worshipping some photo, you don't clean it for 1 month. But when you clean, this happened to me when you clean, my God, especially in India, Vrindavan, a lot of dust is there. Here is less dust, I don't know. Then you clean so much dust. Then similarly, old age or karma also is there. Karma. See, there are this Prakriti, karma and time. And the trigunas. Prakriti has trigunas. Prakriti also. Because of Prakriti, there are activities are there. Karma is there. Then the Paramatma, he is controlling all these things. Then if we are Krishna conscious, if we follow sadhana bhakti nicely,
Then for the devotees, time will not act. Time. Why time does not act? Why? Because we are not spending our time to control the material energy. See? Karmis, the time will kill them because they are using their energy to control Maya. Let me build this house. Let me do that. Let me do that. And the end. Who said this in the class? Oh, yesterday this Prabhu. What is his name? Who gave yesterday's class? Huh? Keshava. Keshav Prabhu, he said, when lady, she was 70 years old. Give nice, very nice example he gave. 70 years old. And he said, now my sons, they just want me to die. Why? They can inherit my... You see, even if you have a lot of money, you are in trouble, you know. And he gives, in trouble. If you are old man and you have a lot of money, you are in trouble. Even your sons. They said, his father is getting old. Get out. I have so much planning. And if he dies, and he gives the example that in the next house, one person, he killed his father and mother. Why? To inherit their house. Then you see, this. If our consciousness is there, then you got caught by Maya. If it's not there, it's in Krishna, then you become. I said, you conquer time. The devotee conquers time. How? Because he's doing service for Krishna. He's not at all affected by time. Time does not kill the devotees because all his energy, he is getting the result, eternal result. But the karmis, they're controlled by time. They have problems with their children when they grow, with everything. When he become old also, so many things are there because he is not Krishna conscious. Then one who is Krishna conscious, he become, you get everything. You become full. Whatever you desire, you get. Whatever you will get everything. Then I just read guide verse. And if you have any question or comment, then therefore, O Vidur, how can person completely under the shelter of Lord Krishna in devotional service? You say, how can? One who takes shelter in devotional service be put in miseries. He cannot be put in miseries. Then he explained the body, the mind, nature, prakriti, other living entities, and other living creator. Then no one can put you in any trouble if you take shelter in Krishna. Hari, badhanti hari, sam, and ashrayam. And klesha, ba, dhanti, hari, samsara. There is no klesh for you, klesh. Any question, any comment? No question? Don't be shy. When I go out, you come to me. Now you ask. Yesterday, one devotee said, I want to ask question. What? Any question? Sure. No question? Then the conclusion, what you should do? Hari Samsrayam is easy, very, very easy. If you do this, you become invulnerable, huh? We say this? Invulnerable. You become, no one can control you. You become Prabhu. not Godas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.